All right, we're live from the Allstate Showcase Studios. It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder. And Bill, you know, sometimes I tend to be too honest about things.
I've never seen that happen. I've never heard it happen. I'll take your word for it.
You are such a liar. I mean, I'm the offer too much information woman.
Oh,
I really
right.
Am
now I remember
everything.
You.
And, you know, my kids, myself, we have ADHD. I talk about it to people. And it's funny because when that comes up, then other people hear it and go, oh, wow, I have something like that going on. Well, there's another thing out there, fertility issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like either yourself, if you're listening, or someone you know, I would bet everyone knows someone that has gone through
without
fertility
question.
Problems.
Yep.
So today in the studio with us, Katie O'Connor, she's a fertility consultant and founder and executive director of Shine, A Light on Fertility. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you.
So it seems like you're like me. You tell too much information, right?
Yes, I'm an open book.
But now that comes back to help other people, doesn't it? And that's
exactly.
How Shine kind of started?
Yes. So I was very open with my journey. I teach at the Daily Method where it's 99% women, and I was very open with my journey. And a lot of girls, after we got done with class, would kind of pull me aside and either ask me questions or whisper they were going through the same thing.
Sure,
as well.
Of course. Yeah.
And I think, you know, and that's, I'm here to help everyone. That's what I like to say. I really like to, you know, try and please everyone except people in my family.
Right.
So when you are honest, it just your guard is down, and it's amazing how many people can relate to what you're experiencing. And now, is there something going on in the environment? Why are all these fertility issues happening now when it was it unheard of before, or we just didn't hear of them?
I think it was more rare. I mean, the first IVF happened in 1978, I think the year I was born. Yeah, 1978 was the very first IVF that was successful.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, my mom had me at 32, which, you know, was crazy back then, naturally. And, you know,
she was too old? Is that what
you're
saying?
Yeah, I mean, no, because most people, you know, started having kids way younger. And she had me, no problems at 32. So I thought, okay, I'm hitting 30. I'll start trying and it'd be easy. And, you know, next thing you know, we're down the path of fertility as well. And we had several friends go through it before us. So we kind of had a little feeling that we may have issues too, just because, yeah, it's either something in the water or I think a lot of it is just there's a lot more stress in our lives now, you know.
And
I mean,
women are waiting longer because they're trying to get their careers going.
Right.
And, I mean, would you like to talk about your personal experience with this, with in vitro fertilization?
Yeah, I mean, we were, like I said, an open book. We didn't mind sharing our story with our friends, with, you know, our work. It was difficult, but I think sharing it kind of made it a little easier because you weren't hiding behind that black cloud of, geez, if I'm having a rough day, people are wondering what's wrong with her, you know, versus
sure.
I think people knowing what you're struggling with personally, they can kind of be a little more patient and understanding. Also, too, I didn't mind people asking questions because it kind of just helped, yeah, like get things off my chest. Plus, too, I think just because we'd had so many friends go through it before us, it didn't seem for our, you know, group as unique or as kind of a taboo. And now, like, looking back, I don't think we would have changed anything. You know, if someone could say you could turn back time and get pregnant naturally or go through the same struggle, I think the struggle was good for us, you know, almost in a way. It made us appreciate getting pregnant so much more.
Oh, without a doubt.
And it made our relationship as a couple way stronger.
One of the most frustrating aspects of this, and my wife and I went through this when we were trying to have kids, is I think through your whole life, you go through life believing when my partner and I decide that we're going to have kids, we will have kids. And then when that doesn't happen over some extended period of time, mm-hmm. it gets really frustrating. It's one of those issues you never kind of thought you'd have, but so many people do.
Right. It does make you start to kind of think about, okay, well, this isn't going to maybe be plan A. It could be plan B, C, D, F, Z, you know,
right.
But if you're determined to be a parent, you'll get there. It just might not be the path you dreamed about.
I had a friend who went through it. I was lucky enough to not need it. But now what does it involve for people who haven't gone through it? I know that there are shots you need to take and they're not comfortable and sometimes they make you not feel well. I mean, what does this involve?
Yeah, so when you first kind of get the diagnosis that you need to go see a fertility specialist, there's a lot of testing. A lot more, unfortunately, for the female than the male, but both usually have to get tested, blood work, ultrasounds, different things like that. And then once they kind of determine what your actual cause is, then they can lead you down a path of maybe IUI, which is just kind of a fancy name of artificial insemination, or IVF. A lot of times they'll start you with IUI because it's a little less invasive, and then move you over to IVF, which is you kind of feel like a science experiment. You know, it's like I felt like an 80-year-old. I had like a regimented of, okay, take this med at this time, take this shot then. And now looking back too, it's kind of comical. I mean, because there's a shot you do have to take in your butt, which isn't.
And
the
my
most
wife
fun
had
thing ever.
She because I'm bad with needles. I could not administer that shot. She had to give herself that shot.
You couldn't even suck it up to help her.
Oh, I can't imagine doing it myself. Could,
well. She got a job with the circus afterwards because you have to do some incredible bending to pull
that
off.
She's the pretzel lady.
She's the pretzel girl for the Barnum and Bailey Circus, yeah.
So when they tested you, what, Bill, I just have to ask you, what did they just show you a room and give you some magazines?
Yeah, it's one of the more demoralizing moments in a guy's life, you know, and it's really strange. It's
really?
Yeah, it's so bizarre.
What magazines did they have? What did they
for
give
me,
you?
Mad Magazine and Cracked.
Archie Comics. Yeah.
And then I kept yelling Betty and Veronica's name, which you're not supposed to do. They get very upset.
All right, so can they figure out, what if, you know, is there usually one person that is not producing what they need to, or sometimes is it both people? Sometimes is nothing found? I mean, what happens?
Yeah, that's part of, I think, the frustration a lot of people deal with is either nothing's found, it's one person or the other, so one person maybe takes on more of the guilt.
The other one blame the other one? Like, I knew it was you.
Not outwardly. When my wife, I already told you this, Katie, my wife and I tested and neither of us tested as having anything wrong. So we were thrilled with that news, and they told us that's the worst news because if they can determine who the problem is, they can treat the problem. But more times than not, they say, we run people through these tests and everybody tests okay, and that's where it gets sticky and tough.
Right, exactly. That's where it's a little more difficult because then you really are just kind of gambling with what meds are going to work for you and what procedures are going to work. It's a lot of trial and error.
Now, how many times did you go through the in vitro fertilization?
We were lucky. Our first IVF worked.
Oh, nice.
We had had three IUIs that were unsuccessful before. So not the big dog, but at least our first IVF was a success. But then you kick yourself for, why didn't we just go right to IVF?
Right.
But
you don't know.
You never know.
And it should be pointed out that most of these procedures are very expensive procedures.
Yes.
Very expensive.
Like ballpark figure.
I mean, it could be $25,000 a cycle with the meds and...
With no guarantees of success whatsoever. Some in the insurances run the gamut. Mm-hmm. Some will cover most
of
it.
Part of it really?
Some will give you a very, very small bit. Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, most of the girls that are in my group right now are actually paying out of pocket, which is sad because companies have found ways to kind of get around paying for it.
Right. So the combination there is high costs, and then there's an emotional drain because you're hoping, I mean, there's so much riding on it, not just financially, but your whole lifestyle is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get the news sometimes that it didn't take, it's an emotional roller coaster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the physical problems that go with these shots and stuff, I mean, what does it do to a woman?
I mean, a lot of the meds can either have emotional side effects, like you can kind of feel like you're PMSing all the time. I didn't.
Bill, that's like me every day.
I can't imagine what that must be like.
I was lucky I didn't have any of those side effects, thankfully, probably for my husband as well. But it can be physical, too, like, you know, bloating. So you kind of feel like you're living in the holidays all the time with that little bit extra bloat and just not feeling like yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you're on so much hormones that it's not normal. That just you just feel off. You just don't feel like you.
Katie, what do you recommend for couples or for women who are going through this? How do you find the right fertility clinic? Because there's a lot of them, and they do all different things. So how do you select?
Yeah, I mean, any of my advice for that is just to go visit a few. I mean, and really, you're interviewing them. I mean, we are so lucky that we live in such a huge city where there are so many clinics and so many doctors that are amazing.
Yeah.
But not every doctor who is amazing is going to be right for you. That's like the number one thing I tell all the girls in my group is if you don't feel like you're having a good mesh with your doctor, you've got to move on and see somebody else because they're going to kind of be the third. You know, it's you and your husband,
right.
And then it's them. I mean, they're going to be the person that's with you this whole way. And if you don't feel like they've got your back or that they're listening to you, then it's time to find somebody else. Mm.
And now, bouncing bundle of joy, what do you have?
I have a little girl who just turned 3 on Wednesday.
Nice. Congratulations.
So, what's her name?
Gwen.
Beautiful.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels like forever ago.
Yeah.
I feel like this year especially, we were just kind of looking back, and it does. It seems like a lifetime ago
of
that we had to go through all that.
Is there ever a time, I mean, I know people who have been through this, and they just don't want to talk about it. But it feels better, doesn't it? I mean, in sharing the stories, because so many people go through this now.
Yeah, I mean, we're kind of proud to talk about it. You know, I mean, it's like instead of just getting pregnant easy, you know, and I'm like looking at each other, you know, we had to go through this whole
Right.
Stretch, we're really going to be able to give her the riot when she, you know, starts acting up as she's older and be like, you don't even know what we went
right.
there to have you,
of
so
course.
You better behave.
Well, or we'll bring you back. Did you ever say that? We will take you back.
No, she's good. She'll
stay. Gwen, is a great thing that happened from this. And also, Shine a Light on Fertility has come from this as well. Mm-hmm. You're the founder and executive director. As I mentioned before, I'm sure there are people listening who are experiencing this, or you know someone. Where can they go to get some support and talk about their issues?
Sure. So my website is shinechicago.com, and we meet at the Daily Method in Bucktown pretty much every other Tuesday. So the second
women
Tuesday,
only, or is there guys there too, Katie?
Some events are guys welcome, but most everything right now is just women.
Just women.
But we do try to have a couples events throughout the year.
Good.
And every various topic. So it goes between just open discussion, which is usually the second Tuesday of the month, and the fourth Tuesday of the month, I usually host guest speakers.
Nice.
Anything from, we just had a fertility doctor come and just talk fertility 101, to nutritionists, acupuncturists, you name it.
Yeah.
Boy, you'll try anything to have a baby,
yes.
won't you?
Well,
yes.
It's funny you say that, because I keep thinking, we went through this 18 years ago. My daughters are 17 right now. Have there been changes in the procedures? Has there been new technology? Has anything happened in the last almost two decades that I should know about?
Yeah, I would actually say just as of recently, like last year we got to do a private tour of the IVF lab at FCI.
Yeah.
And there's a new device that can actually watch the embryo as it's growing. So once they retrieve your eggs and then it gets meshed with the sperm, they watch it grow, and hopefully you have like a day five transfer, they'll call it, for an IVF cycle. And now instead of it just being watched a couple times a day by an embryologist, there's actually a computer that watches it literally every second of the day, so they can kind of pinpoint when's the best time to transfer. If there's any problems, they can kind of try to pinpoint that faster.
Good.
So, yeah, that technology is amazing.
That's
great. And that should be starting to kind of flow throughout all the different clinics around the area.
Excellent.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
You going to do it again?
No, we're good.
Sometimes
we are good.
One bit
gets
it
done. Lucked out. Yeah. She's amazing, healthy, nothing wrong. So we're not going to roll our dice again.
Good for you. Well, this is good work, because I'm sure that Shine a Light on Fertility at shinechicago.com is going to grow each day. Because really, we all need to talk about it. It's not nothing's a scarlet letter. We need to just get it out and talk about it.
Exactly.
So. Congratulations and
Thank
good
you.
Luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Katie. Again, that website is shinechicago.com.